My name is Mwende Katwewa, or Frequency. We're at the Community Book Center. I just come here very often, and I've been coming here since I came to New Orleans. I used to live down on St. Philip Street, and so it was within walking distance. Now I happen to work down there on Broad, so I come here during lunch, and the folk who work here are just really, they're good people, and were some of the first folks to really accept me in the community. So I wrote this poem because the folks over at Rethink were doing like a walking tour with their students, and they were doing like a historical tour of the neighborhood down in Central City. And that's where Eric Harris was murdered, during Lundi Gras. And so they'd asked me to speak at his stop. And usually when I speak, I'm doing poetry. So I was like, let me write a poem about that. So this is what came out. All right. At Lundi Gras, police murdered a black man in New Orleans, and the paraders did not stop marching. The sounds of children screaming in joy drowned out the barrage of bullets that took the last whisper of breath from his body. Men on floats hiding behind masks continued to throw them beads, while men who hide behind badges threw another black life away. That night, Eric Harris was shot almost 20 times by police who heard he might have a gun and decided he should not have his life, who saw him crash his car into a pole and decided their lives were in more danger than his, who were kept on street duty after his death because, after all, they were just doing their jobs. And isn't this a familiar story? A protagonist caped in blue sees himself savior, calls himself the holy trinity of hero, punisher, and protector, appears from a cloud of gun smoke to kill the same villain every damn time, the same one who wears nothing but black skin and makes the same mistake in every retelling, the mistake of thinking themselves human, forgetting the police are shepherds tasked with keeping safe the flock, and so many black sheep have been led to the slaughter. I wonder if he thought of Walter Scott when he ran into the mall. How the police killed him in his own New Orleans home and figured the stores couldn't be much safer. If he made a split-second decision to get in his car when he remembered how Victor White died in New Iberia after being placed in the back of a sheriff's ride. I wonder if he sped away feeling like it couldn't stop because he remembered how easily the NOPD shot Armand Bennett when he was stopped at a red light. See, I wonder if he drove like he knew he was one gunshot away from becoming another Southern Spectre, a silent ghost disappearing into no one's distant memories but his family's, his haunt, a footnote in the latest chapter of a people's history, inked in blood, bound with whips, told from tongues tied in nooses, stories forever swaying in the pages of history.